Welcome to the After Show, the podcast with Tony, Christy, and Nikki.
It's where we can talk about everything we couldn't talk about on live radio.
Yes, maybe. do you care about my interesting little facts?
Yes. Today's a good one.
All right. Well, no, I have a little fact here.
Okay.
Oh.
When Zachary Taylor was president, he was speaking at Dolly Madison's funeral, and he invented a term for her. Do you know what it would be?
No.
No clue.
First Lady.
Oh, yeah.
Zachary Taylor, by the way, the 12th president of the United States between 1849 until his
death. You had that right at the ready. Look at you, man.
She Googled it as soon as you said his name. I love it.
He was part of the Whig Party.
She's such an informed journalist.
So, yeah, he invented the term First Lady, which is kind of good.
Very cool.
All right, so the question is, I talked about this on the air. What weird or useless talent do you have? Nikki? Oh, boy. Oh, God, I'm scared.
So I have many, many talents. One of them, which I think I've shown you guys when we used to be able to be together in a studio, which is I can spread my toes out so much so that the pinky toe goes way farther out than the rest of the toes.
I don't ever remember seeing that one.
Oh, it's quite interesting.
I don't remember that, baby.
It's
I'm telling you right
now.
It's
a great party trick. The other thing that one of my major, major talents that's gotten me nowhere in life are my ability to mimic newborn babies or animals. Animals, too. I do both.
Give me one of each.
So you ready for my newborn baby?
Yeah,
sure. It's perfect. You could be in Hollywood doing that.
All right. Okay. So that's the baby.
All right.
And my other favorite animal is this one. That's the very excited chimpanzee.
That is a very excited chimpanzee.
You can see my talents are endless.
Right. I mimic fish.
Fish.
All right, let's hear it.
No, there's nothing. I'm just kidding.
they just stare out the window with nothing in their minds whatsoever.
What other things do you have? You have a lot of hidden talents, I see.
Oh, me? It's time for you guys to share yours.
Yeah, Tony, what's yours?
I can burp on command.
Okay, gross.
That is gross.
Yes, it is. But I tell you what, it helps. If you have like a little upset stomach, a little gas, you can burp on command. People can't do that. I won't do it now unless you really want me to.
Well, yes, I do.
You really want me to?
Yes, it's the after show. We can do anything. Oh, my God.
I can do that all day without stopping.
That is so crazy and disgusting.
We used to have burping contests at church camp growing up. And the boys would always win. And the only way I could compete is if I had a diet soda.
Oh, okay.
Then I could let out a really big
match. I don't need it. I can do it all day long.
That is so strange.
It is. Isn't it weird? It's the weirdest. And I don't know how I discovered it, but I discovered it at an early age.
Of course you did.
Of course, and it was fun.
What about people? Can you flatulate on command?
Ew.
I think my boyfriend's kids can.
Of course they can. Every little kid can, really. So, Christy, no talents here? Come on.
I don't know. I don't think I have any.
Oh, Christy.
No. I'm sure some have hit me, but I don't remember. Is that bad?
Well, I'm just wondering if you had anything, contribute. I'm just saying.
Hidden talents.
All right.
Hidden talents. I used to be able to whistle through my tongue as a child. That was another one of my party tricks.
Weird thing. So, I don't even know what that means.
I could put it in a circle, like roll your tongue, and then I could whistle through it.
Oh, I know what I can do. I totally forgot. I can't do spoons, but I can do my hands on my knee. Have you ever done that?
What?
Oh, yeah.
That whole thing where it's...
Yeah.
I could do that. I got that. That's awesome. That's not good enough? Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty
awful. Pretty boring.
Yeah.
pretty lame hidden talent there.
Yeah.
I can tie a cherry with my tongue.
Okay. Now there we're getting somewhere there, Christy.
That was always the pickup line in the bar.
Christy's been using it for years.
I'm lying. I can't do that. But I thought it'd be better than the knee thing.
But you know what? Back in your 20s, if you just said that, that's all that mattered. Okay?
I was like, okay. I had a few boyfriends who could actually do it. No lie.
Oh, really?
I watched them do it. Yeah.
It's hilarious. And that might not be a useless talent if you think about it.
Just saying.
Just saying. That's funny. So I have a Tony tip for you.
Mm-hmm.
I gave this to Christy earlier on the radio. Now, your boyfriend's kids, do they do any sports?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, they do almost everything. Soccer is a big one.
Okay.
And
well, if they have stinky shoes, I got a way to get rid of the stinky
Ooh,
shoes.
Ooh, I need this because even my boyfriend's feet, man, sometimes he can't smell his own stinky feet. I'll be like, what's
who?
That smell?
The children?
No, my boyfriend's.
Oh, wow.
And he can't even smell it.
I understand that, but when you can smell your own, you know what's bad. All right.
I think it's worse when you can't smell it. You become immune to your own odor.
Yeah, you're right. I understand that. But when it gets bad enough that you yourself can smell it, then you know it's... Yeah. Well, anyway, they say to put tea bags in the shoes overnight.
Tea bags?
The tea bags will suck up all the odor.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Was it, now somebody asked me... Was it used tea bags or is it brand new?
Brand new tea bags. No, you got to use brand new tea bags. Because you can't. Yeah, I mean, you have to use tea bags. They're wet. You know, what good is that?
Hey, somebody asked the question.
Soggy feet in the morning. Who put these tea bags in my shoes?
What kind of joke is this? Nate will go to school with those little balls, those sneaker balls, because he'll pack his shoes, you know, for gym and stuff like that. And I put them in all of his sneakers as soon as he takes them off. The sneaker balls, Nikki, have you heard of them? If not, get some. Get
what
some sneaker
they?
Balls. They help to make your shoes smell better for children, probably. Huh. Sports, children, boys. And he'll go to school. So all of a sudden I'll open up his backpack and it smells so refreshing because he threw the sneaker balls in the backpack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's nice.
Well, guys, I hate to go back to Zachary Taylor.
Uh-huh.
But I've been reading up on him because, first of all, I didn't even remember his name as a president.
Yeah.
And here's probably why. He died months into his presidency of stomach disease.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
He was only in office from March 4th, 1849 to July 9th, 1850. That's crazy. Anyway, sorry. Sorry.
It's okay.
Backtracking here. Zachary Taylor, 12th U.S. president, making history interesting.
I've always thought about, here's something I thought about for a podcast, but it would just take too much hard work. Hypothetical history, where you get, you know, history professors from different colleges on, and you ask, and you pose the question, let's say, what would have happened had Abraham Lincoln not been assassinated?
Oh.
Okay, what would have happened had we lost World War II? Or, you know.
Oh, gosh. They've made Netflix series
TV
on
series.
That.
Yeah, I know. That was a good one. But, you know, things like that. Or what would have happened had Russia beat us to the moon?
Oof.
You know, things like that. Which is funny because I do, you know, I'm a little older than you guys. And I know that in my generation, we took that pretty, it was pretty prideful to have six American flags up on the moon. And I think, you know, every time, not every time, but when I look at the moon, and your father will go to this one too, Nikki, there's six American flags on the moon, okay? That's
like
a pretty
it.
Cool thing. And I think if Russia had beat us, would we feel inferior? I mean, and do the Russian people feel that because of that, you know?
I think so.
Yeah, and that'd be a tough pill to swallow for especially I think guys who were around then when we did it, you know.
Who was leading Russia back then?
That's a good question. Let's go with Brezhnev, you know? I don't know.
It wasn't Stalin? I'm kidding.
No. One dour, sour old man, you know, to another, so... But yeah, so I think about that when I look up at the moon and say there's... Now, I'm sure that the flags are faded by now because they said, you know, there's no atmosphere, but still...
Khrushchev. Nikita Khrushchev.
No, he got out of there in 64, 65. By 69, I think it was Brezhnev.
Oh, okay.
So, well, go ahead. Look him up and Google him.
I know.
Tell me
it's my history lesson of the day. I love it.
But hypothetical history would be a cool thing, right?
I'm down.
All the different questions that you want to ask that could have, you know, had history gone the other way.
Christy's back in fish mode where she's just blinking.
Yeah, she's just blinking.
Out the window
and breathing.
With nothing in
right.
her head. She's like, no, guys.
Christy. So I guess that's it. You guys brought nothing to the table.
What again? Are you talking about? I brought so many hidden talents, Tony.
Okay.
Yes.
Christy, it's all on you tomorrow for the podcast.
Well, okay.
Well, I do got something. I was, you know, I've been working out a lot and eating healthy, and I met a new girl at the gym. And we wear masks, so you really can't see anybody's whole face and stuff. Mm-hmm. And after a while, after a class, she was like, "Are you Nikki Rudd?" Oh. And she's like, "I could just tell by how loud you were in class that you must have been that girl from Warm 101.3.
Oh, that's great.
She listens to us in the morning.
Oh, that's amazing.
I was like, "That's me."
That's awesome. Cute.
Well, tell her the next time you see her to listen to the podcast, and so she knows
what you're talking about. Rhiannon. I'm going to have to let her know.
All right, that's cute. Oh, one other thing I wanted to bring up for especially Nikki, since you're, you know, with your guy, he's got a couple of kids, and they're what, 8 and 10?
They are now 9 and 11, Tony.
9 and 11. Okay.
Yeah.
Christy would be interested in this too. Parenting, they say to. The best parents are empathetic parents, okay? Mm-hmm. So really relating to what's going on in the kid's life, it keeps them out of trouble. You know, if you can understand what they're going through, which is difficult, I understand. You know, when you tell the kid to do something, you want it done, or, you know, and sometimes they just, it's not in them or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Empathetic parenting, which is not a new thing. I mean, I don't recall my parents being empathetic, you know.
Were you empathetic, Tony?
Not at all. No, I wish I was. No, I really wasn't, and I really wish I was.
What about your wife?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
My wife's perfect. Come on.
Right? She is. She really is.
She does everything right. She does everything right. And I, you know, it takes guys a long time to learn that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, she was very, and she still is. And I am now, of course, you know, if you realize that you weren't. I mean, there were times, of course, but the first instinct was not to be empathetic. Okay. So I think if you can make that your first instinct, I think you'll have a lot better time parenting. So there it is.
Tony, when did we go to the moon? What year?
1969, July 21st. 69.
So yeah, you were right. Leonid Brezhnev.
Brezhnev.
I didn't even know of him. I mean, Mikhail Gorbachev. He's the guy I remember.
He was good. He was good. He and Reagan and Bush got along and worked out a few things, and had it only turned out better, that would have been wonderful.
I just remember that huge birthmark.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? I'm taking you back. Another history lesson.
All right. We're done with history for today.
Tomorrow we'll do math. All right.
I like
good.
It.
Good. I do like math, you know.
Oh, good.
Algorithms and algebra, folks.
Oh, God. All right. That's our podcast, The After Show. Thanks for listening. It's at warm1013.com. Tell all your friends.
Bye-bye.
Slay ya.